Good afternoon, everyone. I'll do a quick roll call. This afternoon we have Shel Langdon Orr, Fahd Fatene, Olga Cavalli, David Archibald, Carlton Samuels, and from staff we have Bart Boswinkle, Rob Hogarth, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Thank you.
Well, good morning or good afternoon, everybody. I suppose I should remind you, as we are recording, please give your names before you speak and try and speak slowly. I failed on the first count. This is Dave Archibald. My thoughts for this morning really is just to get your feedback on the draft report, the latest version that I sent round. I've had feedback from Fahd and from Olga, and I'll touch on that briefly as we go through. But that's all. Any other comments, I suppose? Can I... let's go round everybody. Carlton, I know you're there. Any comments? Have you managed to read the draft, and have you any views?
I have read the draft, Dave. I can't see anything that's left out. I believe the usage of the categories are appropriate. I see that we have one small addition, which I totally support, and that's about it.
Okay. I'm working backwards on my list. Cheryl, are you online or have you dropped off?
Phil should be there.
But isn't speaking. So let's jump to Olga.
I haven't dropped off. It just takes that long to unmute. By the time they tell you that you've unmuted and how to re-mute again, the conversation's moved on. Sorry about that. I pretty much echo what I just heard Carlton say in terms of my support, but I would point out that I've only seen the comments that Fahid made. I haven't seen the other comments he mentioned, so if you would please make a point of bringing my attention to those while I'm listening and driving along a highway. By the way, I'm not driving. I have a driver who's driving me along the highway, but I will now go back to me.
Okay, this is Dave again. I should perhaps speak about the comments and also ask questions of staff. I had listed, or hadn't listed, ICANN staff support on the front page because I wasn't sure who was officially on the list and who wasn't. I don't know, could you comment on that if we just go through that particular bit, Rob?
Certainly, Dave. I think it's appropriate to list me, Bart, and Pablo as contributing staff members to that list.
Okay. Okay. The majority of the other changes that have been talked about, I'm going to ignore the minor typo corrections, for which I'm grateful. however, the other changes are suggestions in the tables, and for a couple of them, I actually don't agree that we should change. I'm trying to flick through my list. The first one is just a spelling change, which would be at item 21 on table 1. And it was a simple thing, being recognized with an S to recognized with a Z. Now, I don't feel strongly about it, other than these are direct quotes from the original documents. So if the original document had an S, I think we've got to stick with it. The second one is one that Olga brought up, and really that is the same answer. It's in Table 2, and I'm looking for the exact page. It's where it...
It's Table 2, 3, number 3. table 2, number 3.
I missed it, yeah. Here again, it's a quotation from the original document, and we've added in the remarks, and I think it was Rob that put this in, it is evident that this document requires some additional editing by the drafters. I think it's rather an old document, and they incorrectly have Latin America, including Caribbean, with Aaron. Perhaps it was at that time.
Yeah, at that time, but now it's LACNIC.
At the time of writing,
oh,
now
time,
it is. But again,
I'm not
again,
sure about
we're,
it.
We're doing a quotation from the original document, and that's what the original document says, incorrectly.
So, my apologies.
No problem, Olga. In fact, one of my comments that I made when I sent out the draft was I wonder whether we should cut down Table 2 and perhaps just have one reference to the Intercoordination Policy 2 document. I think the rest is useful for us because I take the point that I think Rob said it might be useful to look at the rest when we're having further debate, but I wonder whether it is unnecessarily long for this particular report, and I'd be
Cheryl here. I certainly support the cutting down of the table. I think, you know, the less references that are not adding to points for debate, the better.
Okay. Anybody else's?
Dave?
This is
Olga. Perhaps we could add it as a footnote with a link or something like that. Maybe Rob could drop something and not include it in the main text, but have it if we need to read it for our work.
Yeah, indeed. How do you feel about that, Rob?
No, that's a great idea. In fact, I think if I'm looking at it correctly on my screen, I have the link on the heading there. And
yeah,
so that might work, and then we would just have the initial entry with the recognition that it needs to be edited further by the drafters.
Yeah. Bart, you may comment?
No, it's fine, I think. And then maybe going back to your original point with the where you quoted from the original text, just to avoid any confusion, just include, a note somewhere that, the quote description of use is a direct quote, so whatever mistakes are there, it's from the original drafters.
Yeah. Yeah, we did actually specify that in Table 1, but didn't actually repeat the comments in Table 2, I think. Yes.
No, or do it just at the start of as a general introduction note, so you don't have to repeat it all over again, because I think if you look at Table 1, Table 2 as well, it's all quote description of use.
Yeah.
And that's from the original document.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. That's all I have got on the amendment front, apart from corrections to a couple of typos. Fard, a lot of that came from you. Have you got any other comments?
No, I think the draft is quite good. Straight up to the point.
Good.
Jay?
Yeah?
This is Olga. I have a comment. The GNSO, as you may know, it's under restructuring. It's under a restructuring process. And there is a document that it's proposing some changes to the ICANN bylaws in regard to the GNSO confirmation. It's still a document that not defined, and it's maybe Rob could help me with this. We had a conference call a few days ago, so it's still under construction. But I just sent to you a brief reference that it makes about geographic regions. I am not sure if if we are able to consider that, if it's relevant or not. What do you think, Robert? I also copied to you, it's Article 10, when it says about the generic name, the GNSO confirmation, and it talks about, there is a very small reference about geographic regions. It says stakeholder groups should, in their charters, ensure their representation on the GNSO Council as is as diverse as possible and practicable, including consideration of geography, GNSO constituency, sector, ability, and gender. That's all the reference that we have in this document about geographic diversity or regions or whatever. Is it worth to consider or not? Perhaps Rob could help me in thinking about this and what to do.
Olga, can I butt in and make my comment, Rob?
Sure.
I did have a look at that when I was doing the latest review, and you will see that you remember that at the end of Table 1, I had added in the drafts of the various stakeholder group charters.
Yeah, but this is amendment of the bylaw.
I appreciate that. My view of this one was that it didn't actually reference the geographic regions.
Okay.
It talked about considerations of geography, and it was an instruction to the stakeholder groups. Within the stakeholder groups, then, we've picked up the more definite references, which I think are a response to that instruction. Now, that's my view, but it's only one view. So Rob, perhaps you could comment.
I think, this is Rob. Dave, I think that's a good point. The bylaw amendments, Olga, that you're referencing do talk about sort of the implementation, I guess, or the potential implementation, to the extent that you felt strongly that you wanted to incorporate that dialogue into the paper. And consider this, Dave, it might be something to note in the issues section, potentially from an implementation perspective. My hesitation is somewhat driven by the fact that while this is being discussed still in the GNSO, it's not, you know, been approved yet by the board. And so that's why I'm struggling a little bit with this as well. It does reflect the views of the council as it voted, but Olga, as you know, the council is still discussing how to report that vote because it wasn't supported by all of the constituencies. So I think there should be some reference.
But can I be more specific? The way it is written at the moment just talks about considerations of geography. It doesn't say in line with ICANN's geographic regions. So my point here is, let's say we decided there were going to be 12 regions instead of 5. The fact that we had changed it from 5 regions to 12 isn't going to be impacted by this statement, nor is this, you know, they're talking about geography in here. It doesn't say geographic regions. In the charters, they talk about regions. This statement doesn't.
Okay. Just wanted to have this in mind because I have been trying to find new references for geographic regions in all the GNSO process, and this is the only thing that I thought could be related.
I think it's very valid to bring it up. I don't think we need to put it in, and
okay.
that might solve your dilemma about this statement.
Great.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Dave, this
other
is Rob.
Views on that, please. Yeah.
Well, yes, this is Rob with a follow-up comment. Your notes on that may inspire you, Olga, to either raise the issue back within the GNSO, if only because I wonder if, from a drafting perspective, the folks who suggested discussed this particular item really meant consideration of geographic regions, or whether, for purposes of compromise, they just edited those lines to say geography instead. So that might be a drafting issue within the GNSO that we'll need to look at a little bit more closely.
Rob, if I may, I'm not sure if you were in all the telephone calls of this document. I proposed to to arrange a draft, a small drafting team about specifically about geographic regions, but it turned out to be a text that didn't fit in the whole document. Finally, the GNSO didn't put in. It talked specifically about geographic diversity and regions and all that. But I will bring the issue again.
Well, that's a very good, and this is Rob again, that's a very good point, Olga, and in view of that, then perhaps that does lend much more credence to the chair's remarks to leave it out. Thanks for reminding me of that.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Dave. Just to perhaps close off of that. My thoughts here with the lists in Table 1 is that these are there so that we don't miss out on a possible consequence of doing something to, if you like, the definition of geographical regions. In this case, with the present wording, I don't think any changes that we might do to geographical regions would impinge upon that statement as it's written.
Okay.
Who haven't we spoken to? Who's been silent in the background? Anybody not express their view? Well, where do we think we are then? We can do one more quick draft out to the group once I've corrected these small typos and we've adjusted Table 2, and then we're good to go to public consultation. Is that what I'm hearing?
Mrs. Carlton, I can't think of anything else that should be covered, the tables.
With adjustment to Table 2, you'd be good to go.
Yes.
Olga?
That's fine for me, with all these two comments. Yeah,
yeah, good. Fard?
Yeah, it looks good to me.
Okay.
Cheryl here.
And Cheryl.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
I do want to definitely support those small editorial changes that Bart was suggesting, which reinforces that concept.
Yeah. Okay, good. Has anybody got anything else?
Just one thing. I haven't seen it. This is more the question to the group. Is the group aware of the timelines of, say, posting the duration of the public comment and taking into consideration and trying to produce, say, the next phase prior to the Seoul meeting in order to catch up? So the process itself, so more the schedule of the process.
The supposed closure date was 2nd of August. That clearly isn't going to be... I'm looking at the time schedule that is on the wiki, which is probably not the best one to be looking at.
No.
Rob, can I revert to you?
Yes, sir. If you recall the publication schedule that you guys agreed to in Sydney that I published after that meeting, your expectation and hope was that we would have this posted, I believe, by the 20th, 21st, this month, and that would allow you to be done with public comments toward the third week of August, which would still give you time for drafting, I think 4, 5, or 6 weeks, and then posting prior to the Seoul meeting of the interim report. So I think we're still on schedule as far as that is concerned. The only other aspect of the publication schedule that I would like to confirm with the group today is that you agreed that once we reached this stage, which was not final approval, understanding you still perhaps wanted to do one last round of review on the document, was that I would proceed with requesting the translation of the document at this stage, where you were near final version, so that we could get the translator's going on this, the intent of publishing the draft all together, in other words, all six UN language versions at once. So if you guys are comfortable with that, that's how I will proceed. I will request translation of this document of the translators, and then if you go ahead and recirculate a final draft, particularly giving Zahid and Giannis, Paul and Adiel a final opportunity to review and comment on the document, we should be in pretty good shape for getting this posted next week. I don't think, you know, my concern would be with the length of some of the tables, it might take a little bit longer, so I'll move with utmost dispatch to get the translators rolling on this.
Right, but if you can put a note on it that perhaps they leave table 2 to last, as that's the one that we're likely to change the most, and I hate them to have to translate all that and we only put in a reference.
Excellent point.
Yeah, and maybe, and given the schedule, that's why I asked, what you might want to include is a reference in the document itself to the closure of the public comments.
Yeah, if I look at the final charter in Annex A, we indicated that the expectation public comment on initial report commence in July, close in August with a minimal duration of 35 days.
Yeah.
I don't know if that addresses, Bart, your...
No, it's just, say, if you look at the executive summary, these are the four questions.
Mm-hmm.
What you probably want to insert in the document itself is please submit your comments by the end of, or the public comments period will close at a specific date.
Yeah, the only challenge there, this is Rob again, is that we won't know, unfortunately, not completely in our control, how quickly the translators will finish. Because once we get the final approval from the working group members, I will advise the translation team, our managers within ICANN staff, to provide a redlined version, if you will, to existing translators. And then it's just a matter of when we get that final bit of feedback, and my understanding is, you know, some languages we get back much more quickly than others.
Yes.
And so we won't know that precise date until we get them all in. So that would be my only hesitation about trying to put a specific date. We could perhaps leave a placeholder for the link to the public comment forum
yes.
to this charter, and that may be the way to do it. Then at the end, we can just ask our web admin team to insert the appropriate link in the document, and that would give readers
yeah.
the appropriate notice.
Yeah, that's a good no. But then you've got it closed, so submitting it or publishing it for public comment, because now it is a request for public comment, but it doesn't show you where to comment if you just
yes.
have the document in front of you.
Yes, that's correct. Dave, I can provide some suggested language on that in the appropriate spot.
Okay, I'd be grateful.
Yeah, and maybe include, that's just, again, this is just a suggestion as well. Say, include something about the working group progress. Say, what is the next step?
We can do. I don't have a problem with that. I didn't bother, if you like, because we had got the charter on the end, which sort of...
Yeah, okay, then it's fine. Yeah, you're right. So don't put too much process language in it.
And this is Rob as well. Dave, what I will endeavor to work with you on is all of the policy team public comment forums that go up are... accompanied by an announcement document that gets posted on the main ICANN webpage, and we can put a lot of that information in that announcement that I'll coordinate with you and that we can share with the team and with the working group members more as a heads up as opposed to having everybody wordsmith the announcement. But we can incorporate all of Bart's thoughts additionally in that document.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, my time scale's on this then. I think we should try and I will try and tidy up as much as I can of this draft and perhaps work with you, Rob, on table two. Get that back out to the group certainly no later than Friday. This is Wednesday.
This is Rob. You're setting your own. You're generally setting your own deadline, so I'm sure the group would be approving of whatever deadline you set for yourself.
Okay, so I will try and get everything out to the group for final approval by Friday at the latest. So if you can come back as quickly as you can, we can then proceed to getting it out for public consultation on time, and that would be good.
Great, and I will request the translations today of the present document, and then we can provide any final redlined version to the translators when you get final proofing and substantive comments from the group, whether that's Monday or Tuesday of next week or a little bit later.
Okay, thank you very much. In that case, I think we can call it a... I can say good morning, you can say good evening, or whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you all. And, look forward to our next call.
Okay.
Which we're not arranging at this time.
Have a nice day.
Cheers.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Cheers, everybody. Bye.